T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Jay Croucher, our crew and you. The Power Hour and every hour presented here on You Better You Bet by BetMGM. Make it legendary. I kind of want to do the bitches every single time, but it's not really their tagline. I just think it should be. Make it legendary, dot, dot, dot. Bitches! Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins us in 20 minutes. Our best bets for tonight in the world of sports will close the show. But joining us right now, we'll get some thoughts on Week 7 in the National Football League. And, ma'am, the excitement is building. Tuesday night, the NBA returns to our lives. And joining us to talk the NFL and some NBA as well, maybe even, does he have some World Series futures? I don't know. Probably. Our friend Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and the award-winning stand-up that airs on NBC right before Sunday Night Football comes on the air. I get home from the office on Sundays just in time to see Jay stand up on Sunday Night Football. It is awesome. On Twitter at CroucherJD. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me, Nick. Looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Oh, well, why don't we let's start with baseball. Do you have anything for us in Major League Baseball? And then we'll do Week 7 in the NFL.
Not so much a pick or anything. I'm just kind of surprised by the lack of respect that Seattle is getting in these games. Like when you look forward, like a week ago or so, a bit longer, and how the outrights were priced, the market was pricing Seattle as a better team than Toronto. And then we get to the series and Bo Bichette's not on the roster for Toronto. And then the market has just decided now that Toronto are a better team than Seattle. And that's being reflected in the game lines. The fact that George Kirby was on the mound last night going up against Shane Bieber, and the Seattle were barely favored in that one. They're barely favored tonight, despite seemingly a pitching advantage between with Luis Castillo on the mound against whatever is left of Max Scherzer. So, I mean, Seattle's in control of the series. They're up 2-1. They're favored tonight, but it's curious to me that the market doesn't seem to respect the Mariners as much as I thought they might. And as a big Victor Robles fan, as you can see with the jersey behind me, I was hoping that the M's would have a bit more respect, but they don't. So we'll have to do it the old-fashioned way without respect.
Hey, listen, it just makes better prices for us to bet the Mariners. I like the Mariners tonight. We have the Mariners to win the series. I like the Dodgers in the World Series, but I will say, and Femi and I have talked about this, as someone who's holding Dodgers positions, I would much rather see the Blue Jays in the World Series than the Seattle Mariners. All right, National Football League. Yeah, best bet for us, my friend, as we head into Week 7. Side or total or a prop, whatever tickles your fancy.
Yeah, so to me, one of the most interesting lines of the week is the fact that the Patriots are 7 and have been on the right side of 7 for the Patriots against the Titans this week, and what that says about the quality of this New England team. I think this Patriots team, relative to all the teams right now that are kind of clustered around average, slightly better than average, teams like your Houstons, your Jacksonvilles, your New Englands, I think that the Patriots have the most upside of any of those teams because of Drake May. And I think that Drake May, there is a real chance that Drake May right now is just already like the fifth best quarterback in football, and we just don't entirely know it because we haven't seen him do it for a full year, but he's done it for 6 weeks. He's basically been a top five quarterback when you look at his underlying numbers. So I don't have a strong opinion on the game specifically this week, but the fact that the market is so bullish on New England and the fact that May has played to the level that he has and his upside going forward, I think that that speaks very positively of their outlook the rest of the season. I think they'll trade for another wide receiver. I think that Stephon Diggs is, despite the fact that he only had 28 yards or whatever last week, has the 50-yarder suspiciously called back. Well, not suspicious, but it just shouldn't have been called back. It was probably just the catch that should have. Yeah, it was a bad call. So I think that Diggs, if that catch is just allowed to stand, then you're talking about a guy who has north of 300 yards across his past three games. So if you added Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed, someone like that, into the mix with Diggs, I think all of a sudden this team is really cooking. So I think that the Patriots are plus 175 to win their division. I have that closer to plus 125. They already have the first half of the tiebreak with Buffalo, and the return leg against the Bills is in New England. If you look at the Patriots' schedule, it's basically they play the Titans this week. They basically play the Titans for the next 2 months. Like, it's completely insane. They just play all the bad teams over and over again. So I think that they're going to rack up wins because May is so good, because the defense is getting better. And I think that ultimately that division with Buffalo is closer to a coin flip than the market is pricing.
Yeah, and that's where I want to go with this next one. And, you know, I may end up wearing some egg on my face at the end of the season because, and I've also have, you know, more importantly, you know, less money. In the summer, you know, Femi and I do our exercise talking about win totals, and it feels like the Bill, like, not locks, obviously, but that Buffalo and Baltimore are very likely to win their respective divisions. And even after the Bills lost on, and I don't like the Bills as far as winning a Super Bowl or winning the AFC, but I came on the air, Jay, on the show on Tuesday after the Bills got run all over by the Falcons on Monday night and said, look, like, I still think Buffalo is going to win the AFC East. But you make a really good point with the Patriots schedule and a head-to-head win against the Bills in Buffalo a couple weeks ago. The Ravens are 1-5. The Steelers, I think, will be 5-1 after tonight. So do you think that this is going to be the case? Like, Patriots win the AFC East, and conversely, AFC North. It's now the time to potentially buy the Baltimore Ravens. Give us your thoughts on the AFC East and the AFC North moving forward. Maybe a little topsy-turvy from what we thought preseason.
Yeah, I think the Ravens, the fact that they are, it's pretty crazy. They're 1-5, and they're a dog to win the division, but they're not bigger than, 2-1 anywhere to win the division. I think the issue with the Ravens, it would be different if it was just like purely Lamar hurt and Lamar comes back and then everything falls into place. It's just the rest of this team is so banged up and decimated, and the fact that they're not going to get Madubuike back, who was so key to their defensive line, and the fact that the defense, I'm just not sure that the defense is going to get that much better. I think it'll get better because it'll get a little bit healthier as they get Roquan Smith back, as they get some other bodies back too. But like, Roquan Smith's not the guy that he was 2 years ago. He was already starting to falter. They don't really have much in terms of edge rushes. They've added Gilman to help in the safety room, but they had to lose some of the edge rush in Oway to do that. So I just don't think this defense is going to get particularly good. I think Lamar is going to have to do his Superman act. So there is nothing that's appealing to me at price. Like, yeah, in theory, you know, the Ravens are 1-5 and they're going to come home like a steam train. It's like, well, you can still be a steam train, but then like limp into the playoffs and be a wild card and have to play Buffalo in week one on the road or something. So I don't make any price on Baltimore value at the moment. I think the Steelers will ultimately win that division. In the AFC East, I still think Buffalo is more likely to win the division. I think they're rightfully favored. I just think it should be more like a coin flip. I think that if you wanted to tap into the Bills upside and them coming off the bye, which I think is pretty well timed for them with all their injuries, I think that of the three guys at the top of the MVP board, the Josh Allen in the 3-1 range, that would be my bet for MVP still, because they're still the favorite to get the one seed. And Bills, their schedule's pretty easy as well. They, like New England, being in the AFC East, they get a pretty favorable schedule the rest of the way. So if you wanted to buy into Buffalo's upside, I would just bet on Josh Allen to win MVP. And if you wanted to buy into the Patriots' upside, I would bet on the Patriots to win the AFC East. And look, both of those bets can be value at the same time too. And so that would be my approach there.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, let's stay on the awards train, Jay. Like, what are you doing with Offensive Rookie of the Year now that Emeka Buka has been hurt with the hamstring injury? He was going to come back, but we don't know how long he's going to be out for. Jackson Dart's the favorite at -105. I made the case at 340 for Travis Hunter if we get an increased usage at 100-1 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But how are you betting Olroy? And also, what are you doing with Defensive Rookie of the Year, where it feels like nobody really wants to take over that mark?
Yeah, well, Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm largely on the sidelines. I don't have any big position in that. I think that Abdul Carter is still the most likely player to win, but he's got, half a sack so far. Pressures are okay. He hasn't been as dominant as everyone thought. And I think with Carter, it's not just all about sacks, but the underlying stuff hasn't been, you know, as emphatic as Jared Verse was last year without the sack. So he is, I think, a pretty gettable favorite at the moment, but there's a lot of guys who I think are slight value, but not worth betting currently. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think that this is the most mispriced favorite in the market. Apologies, Nick. Jackson Dart, I don't think should be anywhere near even money to win this award. He can, of course, win the award, but the reality is that, you know, he's played, three games. He has four passing touchdowns, two picks. The Giants' win total is like 5.5 the rest of the way. I just don't understand how he can gobble up 50% of the market. The issue is there's not one singular candidate to take down Dart. I think that a lot of guys should be in a similar price range. So I think that Tyler Warren, Teroa McMillan, Egbuka, if it's just a grade one strain and he's only going to miss the two games, I think that these guys should all be priced around in the same tier as Jackson Dart. And I think that, you know, some guys further down the board, Travis Hunter, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, I think they can both get involved as well if things break right and they ride, hard right tail outcomes. So the way that I would approach this market is that I would be looking to basically bet no on Jackson Dart and just back the other side of that, either create a synthetic no on Dart or be backing Dart no on exchanges. I just would be trying to take down Jackson Dart in this market because I think that his price right now is a product mostly of vibes and the fact that he's got like the Anakin Skywalker face paint and that he's just so buzzy after that win against the Eagles.
Does he have the high ground or no?
He has the high ground according to BetMGM. He is on more level ground with Tetero McMillan and Tyler Warren and friends.
Does he hate the Jedi or no?
No, he loves the Jedi. He is one of the Jedi.
Well, I think the Jedi are evil. Well, I mean, this is just, I'm just giving you bad Hayden Christensen lines from Revenge of the Sith. You better, you bet on this Thursday. Great Jay Croucher with us for a couple more minutes.
The high ground is good.
Mike Brown writes in our chat that Jay, you underestimate his power. Dude, Revenge of the Sith is, it's actually a good movie. Like, it's actually good. Let me finish.
Count
it's
Dooku.
It's Dookie. It's the movie. It is. Oh. It's horrible, but it's actually also, it's the best bad movie ever. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'll pay that. It's not. It's a bad piece of cinema, but it's funny because it's bad. There's a lot of bad chat movie.
It's horrible. Yeah. You underestimate my power. Yeah.
I think BetMGM overestimates Jackson Dart's power. That's why I'm against him in the market.
I love that. I was going to ask you about defensive rookie. We're running out of time. NBA season starts on Tuesday. We know you like the Thunder to win the title. Maybe people have noticed that I also now like Thunder to win the title.
Yes, welcome to the movement. We have the high ground in the market.
Actually, I think we do have the high ground in this one. You know, not title. Give us something. You are the future master, a Jedi.
Okay, so I'll give you my two favorite win totals on the board, and I think that when you look at win totals in the netherworld, the middle regions of the high 30s, it's not so much, well, team strength matters, but it's also just about gravity and what that team's incentives are going to be towards the end of the season. And that's why my two favorite win totals in the East are under 37.5 on the Pacers and over 39.5 on the Raptors. And the reason why is that I think Toronto are going to be desperate to be in the play-in, to get a top 8 seed and give themselves two cracks at it if they're the 7 or the 8, or even push for the top 6. I think this is a team that is just going to take the regular season really seriously and go for kind of old school Washington Wizards, John Wall, Bradley Beal era fight. Just to get into the first round. And I think that they're just going to go all out for that. And so I think that is going to push them from a team that might normally win 38, 39 games into a team that wins 41, 42, 43. You just rack up wins in the final month of the season if you're trying. Like the Bulls closed like 10-3 or something last year just because they wanted to win games. And then conversely, the Pacers, I just don't think they're going to rev the gas knowing that this is a gap year and that Pascal Siakam is about to turn 32 and that this team is coming off a finals run. They have no center. They know that they're no chance whatsoever to make the finals to make any run, really, and that Halliburton's already been ruled out for the season. I think this offense is going to be pretty rough without Tyrese. They were, I think, a neutral to slightly negative team without Tyrese last year on the court. And so I just don't think that this team is going to be fully incentivized, particularly given that they got their own pick back just before Tyrese got hurt. And so I think that that is going to drag them down more to the 35-34 range. So, it feels strange given their respective seasons last year, but under on the Pacers, over on the Raptors.
5 seconds for this one. You cannot say Empire Strikes Back. What is the best Star Wars movie?
I really like Return of the Jedi, which I know is not kosher, but I like that.
No, Return of the Jedi is awesome. I think it's Rogue One.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not with you there. I'm just glad you didn't say Attack of the Clones or whatever that movie is.
See you later.
Okay. Goodbye, Nick. Thank you for your Star Wars chat.
JJ Croucher joining us here on the show. And the Force is with him. On the other side, our friend Rob Pizzola joins us. Best bets for Week 7 of the National Football League.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.